this is a dictation for patient Joyce Shumpert Kinsley, Joyce Shumpert Kinsley. The patient is referred by Dr. J. Suleiman, who is a surgeon, for follow-up and pain management. The PCP is Dr. Valenti, V-A-L-E-N-T-I. The date of birth is 12-29-1957. Date of accident is 4-23-2021. Date of service is 11-20-2023. It's a new patient visit. History of the chief complaint: severe pain in the left shoulder, neck, the lower back, numbness and tingling of the left hand, all the five fingers, headaches. And middle back pain. The patient reports that these pains are continuing since 4-23-2021 when she had an automobile accident. The patient is reporting that on 4-23-2021, she was traveling around 8 or 9 a.m. as a driver in a Cadillac of 2011 model. She was collided, rear-ended by a van. She reported that she was rear-ended at 8 Mile and John R. area around 9 a.m. by a drunk driver near a bank teller window. Apparently, she reported that she was traveling 8 Mile westbound in the middle lane, and the car from behind hit into the right, into the rear passenger area. Although she got the ticket, police report was filed. The patient report that after the impact, she started having a pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. And the patient has been requested to provide the pictures of the accident as well as the police report. The patient has had two prior accidents. In 2007, she had a first automobile accident where she underwent a fusion of C1 to C7 cervical spine. In addition, patient report that she has had an accident on 4-21-2020, where she was again rear-ended, but no emergency room visit happened. I think this is the accident that is being reported for now. It is 4-23-2021. I apologize. Second accident. She had one accident prior to this. Now, patient has undergone several IME exams. The first IME was on May 10, 2021. Second one occurred on January 8, 2022 by Dr. John Henderson. The third IME exam is done by Brian Roth, B-R-I-A-N-R-O-T-H, on August 11, 2022. According to the patient, at this time, all her MRIs and studies were done at Northern Radiology. She has seen Dr. Louis Radon and Dr. Gary Gilliard as the main treatment providers, as well as Dr. Kripchak, Benjamin Kripchak, who is a pain doctor initially, immediately after the accident. She was referred for pain management by Dr. Gary Gilliard as well as Dr. Louis Ryden for further management. The patient is informing that in the history of presenting illness, she is suffering from moderate headaches that are located mostly on the front, and they are only 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, less often, and not severe. They're just moderate, constant. They're sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with nausea. The headaches are not associated with any vomiting, seizures, or aura. And again, there is no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. Patient denies loss of balance, loss of focus, loss of equilibrium, or any concentration problem. Patient denies any blurred vision or spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There is no taste problem or smell problem. And the patient allegedly regarding the other issues is that the patient has pain in the left shoulder, which is severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is unable to lift her arm beyond 90 degrees. There is a radiation of pain from the neck down to the upper arm on the left side, and the neck pain is 10. Lower back pain is only 4 to 5 and is only worse when she moves. There is a numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers on the left hand. The patient has a poor grip on the left side. She has no pain shooting down to the lower legs, lower extremities or buttocks or legs. No incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. Only the numbness tingling is reported in the left hand and slight muscle weakness on the left hand. These pains are reportedly continuous, constant, sharp, hot, burning, and tender, and they vary from 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by moving and improved by nothing but ice and medications. Undressed. History of past treatment and investigation. Patient report that she has had tremendous amount of x-rays, MRI, CT scans, blood tests. All of them are done in Northland and are enclosed here. Regarding the past treatment, patient has initially was treated at the on the day of accident, patient refused the EMS transportation and she went to her primary care physician next day. Dr. Valentin. On February 8, 2021, patient went to the emergency room of Beaumont Hospital for the left shoulder pain and headaches. Since then, she has been seeing Dr. Kripchak at Northland Radiology, where she has had Botox injection to the head, steroid injection to the shoulders, and physical therapy also. Later on April 2021, she shifted to ATI for physical therapy, where she had only done 3 visits, and she had to quit due to extreme pain and swollen arm. Thereafter, patient saw Dr. Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, orthopedic surgeon for the tears as a second opinion, and Dr. Gary Gilliard for left shoulder opinion. Patient reports that she underwent multiple surgeries. Left shoulder rotator cuff repair was done on 7-12-2021 by Dr. Gary Gilliard, and then second surgery was done on August 1, 2022 by Dr. Sullivan. And left shoulder ball joint replacement was carried out on 6-3-2023 by Dr. Sullivan. And then shoulder scar was revised and rotation of the ball joint was redone on October 13, 2023 by Dr. Sullivan. In addition, patient had fusion of the cervical spine in 2016 and 2007 by Dr. Clay Brooks at Providence Hospital. That was prior to this accident, as related to the first accident. Since then, patient has had been seen at Southfield Physical Therapy. October 23 of this year, only 4 visits have been done. He has reports of doing 10th unit physical therapy, massage, psychiatry, surgery, and Botox. Please review the records for the system review for the past surgical history, allergies, she reports that she is allergic to Cipro, Penicillin, Lisinopril, and ACE. Family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, legal history, and personal history. I did not dictate the damage to the car. Patient report that at the time of accident on 4/23/2021, the car was not totaled. The back rims, back tire was damaged. There was no broken glass. And there was a windshield and bumper were okay. And driver's side door was slightly damaged. And there was no damage to the inside structure of the car, headrest, console, the steering wheel were all okay. She did not bang her head to any hard surface, no head injury of a direct trauma, but however she started having headache due to the neck whiplash. She is not sure about injuring the left shoulder, how it got injured. Note direct trauma to chest, pelvic, and abdomen. No injury to the right shoulder, and seat belt was tightened around the neck, causing further injury. Please review the charts for the ADLs also and additional associated symptoms. Patient denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. She denies any incontinence of the urine or bowel and weakness, lightheadedness. She can walk reasonably well. There is no fatigue, lethargy, or tingling or numbness, except for the left hand. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 173/126, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 100, repeat blood pressure was 158/110, pulse was 89. General review, a 65-year-old African-American female, of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Height is 5'3", weight is 140, and 65-year-old African-American female. She is alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and the weight patient is well-built, well-nourished, able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. The patient does not appear overtly anxious or lethargic and has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. There is a scar of 8 inch long in the neck, in the midline posteriorly, from covering C1 to C7 for a previous surgery. It is all well healed. Another scar is noticed 4 inch long in the left shoulder area, which is also healed up. Rest of the exam comes from the template, except in the neck is a little bit stiff and rigid. And in the musculature examination, please mention the neurological examination is normal, psychiatry is normal. In the musculature examination, there is a spasm and tenderness in the area of paravertebral muscles. from L1 to L5. And there is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle, especially the middle fiber between the neck and the shoulder. In the musculoskeletal examination, the range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 30, and side flexion is 20. Rotation is very much limited. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test negative, distraction test negative, Sotoal test is negative, thoracic spine Bruce test is negative, Slim test negative, passive scapular approximation test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was positive, and straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint is slightly tender and painful. However, standing flexion test, Ely compression test, distraction test are negative. However, Faber test and Gonsalon test are positive bilaterally. The extremities examination, except for the left shoulder examination, rest of the extremities are completely normal. In the left shoulder, the range of motion is 90 degree abduction and forward flexion maximum motor power is 4/5. There is a positive Hawken-Kennedy test, an empty Beer-Kent test, positive anterior posterior apprehension test, and speed test near chest are positive, drop-arc test was negative. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2XXT, R26.89, S09.90, XA, CNS, R51, dizziness and then R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, and then in the upper extremity, left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4, XXA, the M96.1, M47.812. In the thoracic spine, M54.09. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is also from the template. First is physical therapy, which is ordered for the neck, lower back, left shoulder to continue. The patient has a frozen left shoulder. The range of motion is quite limited and tender and painful. The patient is advised to try laser treatment. He is considered disabled for work, osseous replacement and transportation case management. A urine drug screen was ordered and obtained. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and for muscle pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided PRN for topical pain relief. all the MRIs that were available were reviewed. There is an MRI on 4/13/2023 that was done just 10 days ago, which shows that the patient has moderate to advanced glenohumeral arthrosis with generalized thinning of the articular cartilage along with the glenoid fossa, flattening of the posterior superior aspect of the humeral head with overlying chondromalacia, postoperative changes of prior labral repair, widening of the AC joint secondary to the surgery, small glenohumeral joint effusion, no evidence of any issue with the rotator cuff. X-ray of the chest on 2/5/2008 was normal. So was the X-ray of the knee, left knee and the right knee, so for degenerative changes. Most of these X-rays MRIs are all old MRIs before this X-ray, so I'm not going to be treating them. There is a shoulder MRI, shoulder arthrogram, which shows uncomplicated left shoulder joint injection. Cervical spine on 4/23/2021 shows that the patient has disc desiccation at C23, C34, disc bulge at C71. In the lumbar spine, there is no significant pathology except L4, L5 with disc bulge, L5 S1 with a disc bulge, in the right neural foramen array. The MRI of the left shoulder shows supraspinal tendinopathy, but no evidence of lateral tear or loose body in the articulation. CT scan of the cervical spine dated 4/23/2021 shows post-surgical changes of ACDF and transpendicular rod and screw fixation. The patient was provided with prescription for laser treatment. And also, she was provided with a Percocet 10 mg once a day, PRN for 30 days. Follow up visit in 30 days. Non pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedures, LESI, bilateral SI joint intraarticular, left shoulder intraarticular, and CESI possible. Surgical options, patient is already seeing all the surgical specialists. Past medical records have been reviewed, and IME exams times 3 have been reviewed. Records from Dr. Redden have been reviewed. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered. DMEs, no new DMEs. Education, yes, and follow visit in 15 days time. Thank you.